This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I saw you there, said it won't be long. If you wanna leave, why keep holding on? I can see the change in your silent look. I can read your mind like an open book. Yeah, I wanna be closer to you. Now you want me back,
baby. You gotta love me heart and soul.
I don't want to love in vain.
My back and love can never roll.
So when you turn and walk away, remember.
Hey, here we are again. I'm BJ, you're listening to Rock and or Roll, and this is a top secret episode of AOR AOK. They'd be wearing their hearts on their sleeves if their shirts had any sleeves. And the song we just heard that kicked off the episode was by Robert Hart, H-A-R-T. Hart was signed by Chris Blackwell and Island Records in the 80s. He did some work on the soundtrack for the Whoopi Goldberg film The Burglar, and he put out an album with Atlantic Records in the 80s called Cries and Whispers. Eventually, he linked up with Russ Ballard, who produced and co-wrote the material that would be featured on a self-titled album by Robert Hart that was released by Hollywood Records in 1992. And that is the album that the amazing song Heart and Soul that we just heard came from. And I thought it was a great way to kick off this episode. Obviously, we're in a weird situation since the podcast got shut down, and I already had playlists for several episodes of AOR AOK ready to go. I'm always ready for the next episode of AOR AOK. So I thought I would get this out there to the people that really want to hear it, who are in the Rock and or Rollers private group on Facebook. So hopefully you're out there listening and enjoying this episode, because it's going to be a great episode of AOR AOK. As you can tell by that amazing song that we started with by Robert Hart. Up next, we're going to hear a Norwegian guy named Ole Evinrude. He's a teen pop producer, very successful in the 90s, but back in 1989, he put out an album under the name Evinrude called One Size Fits All, and this is a song from that record called Never Say Die.
Sometimes you hate love. Life can be cruel, life can be tough, but you gotta try. So never say die. Stick to your guns, babe, and reach for the sky. That's the way it is. Never say die. Life can be rough, yeah, but you gotta try again. So never.
Sometimes
That was a song by a Minneapolis band from the 80s called Livingston Fury. They had a self-released, locally released album in 1987 called Nature of the Beast. And that song was called Only You by Livingston Fury. Up next, we're going to hear a song by a guy named John Klaus. For this record, he just went by his initials, JC. The album's called Desire, came out in 1989. And this is a song from that album by JC. It's called Feels Like Love.
Thank you.
That was Michael Cimbello, most famous for his song Maniac from the Flashdance soundtrack. The song we just heard was from his 1986 album Without Walls called What You Really Want. Up next, we're going to hear from a singer-songwriter from Connecticut named Bernie Shanahan, put out a self-titled album on Atlantic Records in 1989. And we're going to hear a song from that album by Bernie Shanahan called The Night Is Never Long Enough.
Goodbye to boys.
That was a band that went by Jagged Edge in the rest of the world, known as Jagged Edge UK in the United States. The band was formed by Mikey Gray, who would then go on to form a very popular band in the UK called Skin. Jagged Edge had an EP called Trouble in 1989 and then a full-length album called Fuel for Your Soul in 1990. That song was called Out in the Cold. Up next, we're going to hear from a New York band called Isom. ISOM, named for the singer Mark Isom. The band was originally called Valentino, changed the name to Isom, and had an album in 1987 called Hearts on Fire. Let's hear a song from it. By Isom, this is called Your Eyes. That last song was by Adrian Gervitz, who had been in Three Man Army and the Baker Gervitz Army with Ginger Baker, put out some solo albums in the 70s. In 1983, he decided to switch up his sound, make a hard rock album for London Records, where he played most of the instruments himself. The album was rejected by the label and not released until the 2000s. So when it came out, finally, it was called No Compromise by Adrian Gervitz, and that song was called Can't Buy Time. Up next, we're going to hear a song by a band called Ballard, named for singer John Ballard. This is a Swedish band, had an album in 1989 called Standing in the Shadows. Let's hear a song from that record by Ballard. This is called Underground.
Oh. it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
That last song was by a guy named Mark Ashton, who was the drummer in a UK prog band called Rare Bird. Then he had his own band in the 70s called Headstone. In 1988, he put out his own solo album called Modern Pilgrims, just going by the name Ashton. That song was called Rain on Me. Up next, we're going to hear a band out of Detroit called Automatics with an X on the end. This band formed in 1979, signed with MCA Records, and released an album in 1983 called Night Rider. Let's hear the title track. That last song was from a California singer-songwriter named Charlie Peacock from his self-titled 1984 album. The song was called Counting the Cost. Up next, we're going to hear from a band from Denmark called Toys of Joy. This band had a single in 1989 called When the Rain Falls, and then in 1990 landed a record deal and put on an album called One of These Days. Let's hear a song from that album by Toys of Joy. This is called Watching Your Moves.
Surprise, it's what I expect from your kind. Left her the night, hoped things would work out fine. Tell me about it, tell me the truth seen from your side. No more lies. I already know. I know you've been seen for queen of the night. She's my girl.
why I live. Watching your moves day after day, I don't push it easy anyway. Watching your moves, watching the look, you always found her, you knew what it took. Yeah. Just too bad your lies won't last the future. I'm kind of sad, but I won't cry anymore. Messing with girls that belong to your friends in the first time, that's why I've been watching your movies.
Sometimes I feel like I'm a million miles away. Come on, baby, until we die, we gotta live and let those set our hearts on fire. Make love all night until we see the light of day. One of a kind that I can't.
That last song we just heard, Book of My Life, was by a Swedish band called Snakes of Paradise from their 1994 self-titled album. Up next, we're going to hear from a band out of London called Blue Blood, B-L-U-D. They had an album in 1989 called The Big Noise. Let's hear a song from it by Blue Blood. This is called I Can't Wait.
Yeah.
That last song was by a band from Portland called Rage and Rocks. The band was put together by a married couple, vocalist Tamara Deems and guitar player Gordy Deems. They put out their own self-titled album in 1989, and that song was from it, called Surrender. Up next, we're going to hear from a UK band called Walk the Wire. Formed in 1988, originally called Frozen Heart, they didn't have a record out until 1994 when they put out a self-titled album as Walk the Wire. Let's hear a song from it. This is called Crossfire. We'll be right back.
all a wasted emotion, but it's feeling so right. Baby, do you remember when you looked at me? I was so glad and now I see. It was just wasted emotion.
That last song we just heard was by another UK band called Passion Street from their 1994 album Million Miles Away. It was called Wasted Emotion. And now, to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you with a song by an American named Mick Powell. Put out his own record in 1993 called Long Overdue. This is a song by Mick Powell called Save This Love.
We talk about it every day. You say it's killing you. You've got to have it all a certain way, but you can't admit that's true. And take a mile, do what you wanna do. But time's slipping away, don't throw it away. Uh-huh. I can't take it one more night alone.
Save this love.
Don't just let it go. Baby, I know sometimes.
I'll be back.